Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you want to let go of perfection so you can enjoy the season at your own pace, then welcome. I'm glad you're here. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Guys, right now at Simplified, we are in the middle of one of our biggest sales of the year, our Black Friday sale. If you are looking for amazing gifts for friends, for your mom, for your coworkers, for teachers, then I hope you'll go over and check it out. We have so many fun things, from notepads to hats to recipe binders, and you can also pick up your 2022 Signature Simplified Planner if you haven't gotten that yet. So head over to emilylay.com where you can score some of the biggest savings of the year and get your gifts in time for holiday giving. Well, hi. If you're listening to this episode the day it comes out, then it's Thanksgiving Day. The Macy's Parade is probably on in the background. You've probably whipped out the family recipe binder. And you're wondering how many timers on your phone you can set at once. And if it's okay to substitute half and half for milk in the mashed potatoes, because of course someone drank all the milk before you needed it. The answer, by the way, is yes. I've done this before. Believe me, right now I may sound calm and collected, but that is because I am recording this ahead of time in the comfort of my quiet office with kids at school and guests nowhere near my home. I can assure you at this very moment, I am actually spinning plates alongside you. We've all been in the holiday mode for a couple of weeks now, and even more if your family hardcore celebrates Halloween in a big way. But now that we're here at Thanksgiving, it's like the race we've been running at a steady pace has rounded the bend where we need to make an all-out sprint to the finish. We're on the home stretch of the biggest holiday month of them all, December. Which is precisely why, as you're making mashed potatoes and rolling crescent rolls fresh from the tube, I'm going to talk to you about rest. I know some of you guys are laughing right now because the concept can seem a little bit laughable, but rest, it matters. Especially during the holidays, right? So listen, we all need someone to watch out for us. As we get older, the people who know our quirks and are concerned about what we need in caretaking kind of way, that number dwindles. It makes sense, right? As we become responsible adults, we become responsible for our own lives. But that doesn't mean we don't need to be cared for anymore. As much as we hated it when we were 17, having someone fuss over us and remind us that we needed to do things to take care of ourselves, that's exactly what we need sometimes. The older I get, the more touching any gesture of care from someone else seems. I mean, if someone slides some homemade taco soup and grilled cheese in front of me, it makes me want to cry. Because in a world where you're watching out for so many people, your kids, your partner, your parents, your friends, who watches out for you? How much help do you seek and receive on a daily basis? How many times do you check in with yourself to make sure you have what you need? Hear me when I say this. I care about you so much. I don't know everything you're going through, but I have an idea of what you might be feeling right now because I'm in the trenches too, standing there right beside you. And right now, I want you to slide off your pack and let me carry it for you for a second. I need you to be able to walk a little lighter just for a couple moments, because you deserve some rest, especially in the middle of busy seasons. Here's the thing. Many of us are finding ourselves in the midst of more busy seasons than ever before. For some of you, your whole life can feel like one busy season rolling into the next one. It's taking more of a toll on you than you realize. Day in and day out, your body is bathing in neurochemicals telling your body you're stressed. There's a fantastic book that needs to be on the shelf of every woman in the 21st century. It's called Burnout by two sisters named Dr. Emily Nagoski and Dr. Amelia Nagoski. And if you've ever wanted to understand why your body feels the way it does when it's racked with stress, but you're not quite sure why so many of the people you know have slowly sipped into a place where they're making jokes about why they're so thankful for boxed wine and dreaming about running away from everything in their lives, this book will tell you why. And you may think to yourselves, I'm tired, but I don't know if I'd say I'm burned out. I'm just tired. I get it. But listen to their definition for a second. The Nagoskis say burnout has a few components. It's emotional exhaustion. It's the fatigue that comes from caring about something too much for too long. It's depersonalization, what happens when your empathy and compassion are drained from you. It's a decreased sense of accomplishment, feeling that nothing you do will make a difference, when you question, why am I even doing this anyway? Does any of that sound familiar to you? I want you to be able to enjoy this season, to enjoy your life. Whether you're just in a busy season or you're in a season of burnout, I get it. It's exhausting. But I have some good news for you. There are a few things you can do to help you deal with the exhaustion you feel. Even if you can't completely ditch the things that are making you feel stressed, you can deal with the actual stress itself. You can make that feel more manageable. And rest is a good start. Now, rest looks different for all of us because we all have different needs and comfort levels with rest and activity. You can apply these principles during the holiday season, but also at any other time of the year when you find yourself pushed to your limits, like when you're under a deadline at work or during final exams or right before you get your kids out of school. Number one, say yes to what matters in this season. Let the other balls drop. Listen to me. One of the biggest saving graces when I'm super busy is remembering that this season won't last forever, and it won't. There will be a day when you wake up and you won't even think about having a pit in your stomach for everything you have to do. You won't even know it's gone now. But until that day, it's time to think through what needs to get done in this season and what you can let go for a little bit. Because here's the thing, you're not Hermione from Harry Potter. You don't have a time turner. Even when more stuff piles onto your to-do list, you can't add any more hours to the day. The only way you can check off everything on your to-do list is to take some stuff off your to-do list. So, think about what matters to you right now. Is it making sure your kids get to be part of the Christmas pageant at church, but now you've got an extra pickup and drop-off for their practices? Maybe you let home-cooked meals go this season and sign up for meal kit delivery service, or stash your freezer with frozen pizzas. If you want to spend more time with your family this season, maybe you don't take on any extra freelance projects during the month of December, if that's something you can afford to do. If this is a busy season at work, maybe you don't host the holiday cookie exchange with your friends this year. Maybe you ask someone else to host it instead and bring some delicious break and bakes instead of mixing up dough by hand. Don't forget, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. Figure out what's important to you and let the other stuff go. You can pick it back up once your schedule opens up a bit. $5 here, $10 here. Monthly subscriptions feel like a great deal when you sign up. But let me ask you something. Do you know how many subscriptions you have right now? Are you using what you're paying for, or have you forgotten about a few? Raise your hand if you've ever done that. You can't see me, but my hand is raised because I have done that at least once or twice or 10 times. Now, we can both take control of our subscriptions with a free and easy to use app called Truebill. Truebill helps you discover subscriptions you're paying for and cancels them with just one click. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. On top of that, Truebill can also give you a quick and easy breakdown of your finances, so you can see where your money is going and how you can tweak your spending habits. If you're like me and trying to shore up your budget, Truebill is a great tool to have. I have tons of subscriptions for all kinds of things, like the apps on my phone and programs for my business and streaming subscriptions for me and for the kids. There's so much to keep track of, and Truebill found a few app subscriptions I had totally forgotten about. I wasn't even using them anymore. Now I've put that money back in my pocket. Seriously, you guys, stop subscriptions you don't need and use that cash for things you do. Join more than 2 million Truebill members taking back financial control at Truebill.com/simplified. Go to Truebill.com/simplified right now. It could save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. One more time, that's Truebill.com/simplified. I don't know about you, but I love a good round of Secret Santa. Whether it's your family or your coworkers or even your book club, you'll love using Elfster to coordinate all the Secret Santa fun. Elfster is the number one Secret Santa app in the world. And you can create a free gift exchange to make gift giving even easier. Just set the date and budget for your exchange, and Elfster takes care of the rest. They even draw the names so you don't have to. We have used Elfster on Team Simplified, and we love it. It makes our gift exchanges so easy and so fun. Each person can make a wish list with brands they love from retailers like Amazon, Etsy, Nordstrom, and Sephora. So everybody gets exactly what they want. It's just a win all the way around. And Elfster isn't just great at coordinating your Secret Santa, you can even make your wish list to share with family and friends who are shopping for you all year round. Elfster is trusted by more than 17 million people, including me. So go ahead and set up some Secret Santa fun this holiday season. Go to elfster.com or download the Elfster app today. Number two, say no to adding more right now. Okay, I get it. This is a hard one sometimes, especially in a season where more is more. But you know what they say about too much of a good thing? At some point, we cross the threshold of this is fun to this is awful. And you don't even know it's happening. You just feel your stress level rise for what seems like no particular reason. If you suffer from FOMO, I know this is hard. I get it. But think of it this way. Saying no means giving your best, most enthusiastic yes to what matters. It means that the important things aren't getting your leftovers. When you do that, you give yourself more capacity to enjoy what you said yes to, rather than squeezing in more and more and more till it's so crammed into your schedule that you don't have any room to breathe. You can be so kind with your no's. You can say something like, I'm so touched that you thought of us, but we are already committed to something else that night, so I'm afraid we're not able to make it. Leave it at that and leave your guilt at the door. Number three, listen to your body. This is a big one. When you're busy and have multiple priorities, you can forget that you're a human being and not a human doing. You're not made to go a million miles an hour all the time, even if you feel like you need to. In order for you to do anything, let me remind you that you need to put on your oxygen mask first. You need to take care of yourself. I think having compassion for yourself and remembering that you have actual human needs will help you function far better than if you pretend you don't. Even if it feels like you're taking precious time out to care for yourself, I guarantee you'll reap dividends for that. There's a diminishing margin of return when you don't. Are you hungry? You need to take a second and eat. Pack a meal or snack for yourself if you're out and about. Are you frazzled? Take 15 minutes to stop what you're doing. Put on a meditation or a sound machine. Don't look at your phone. Just close your eyes. Are you tired? You need to stop and rest and go to sleep early if you can. It's okay. You have permission. Your body knows what you need. Check in with yourself regularly. Number four. Exercise. This is a super fun thing to hear in the middle of December. I know, but hear me out. Exercise is the number one fastest way to get your body to deal with the stress you're feeling. Remember when I was talking earlier about the burnout book? This is why it's worth its weight in gold. It actually explains with understandable science how our bodies respond to threats in our environment, aka the things that cause us stress. Used to, a threat could be something like a lion. But today, this looks more like a deadline, which is approaching quickly, or a problem your child is dealing with that you can't quite solve. When we come in contact with something that's a threat, our body is wired to respond to it. We're flooded with neurochemicals that make our hearts beat faster and our breathing get shallow. These neurochemicals keep us alert and reduce our ability to feel pain. We're super ready to destroy the threat until our body knows it's safe again. Back in olden times, we'd use our bodies to outrun a lion and get back home, and our bodies would know when we're safe. But today, even when we get past the deadline or solve the kid's problem, the neurochemicals tell us to work harder. They're still inside us. We haven't put them to work with our bodies to tell them where to go. But actually, there's a way we can do that, and that is exercise. It's moving. Our bodies have been wired to deal with stress by moving around. This is why you're always hearing why exercise is so good for you, because you were literally made to do it. All you have to do is to get your heart pumping most days for 20 to 60 minutes. That's it. I know you may have a weird relationship with exercise thanks to a world who's told us we need it to be attractive to other people. I know it can feel like a chore. I know making time for it can feel like a privilege, but I make this recommendation for your own personal flourishing. The way you exercise does not have to be for anybody else. You don't have to sign up and join a gym. You don't have to suddenly be a runner if you hate running. You can dance. You can do yoga or Pilates or Zumba. You can play tennis with friends. You can go for a swim or ride a bike. Just do something that will get your blood pumping, because that's the language your body speaks. You can tell yourself to calm down all day long, but if it's not the language your body understands, it's not going to be super effective. You will feel better for the rest of the day, even if you go for a walk just for 20 minutes. Listen, I know it can feel impossible to care for yourself in the middle of a busy season. I know. I know. But just remember, you are a human person who has human needs, and that is okay. That is real. You weren't made to be in a season of doing and striving and trying forever. That's why the world is divided into four seasons, including winter, when the earth rests until it's ready next spring to bloom. As we close out this very special episode, I'd like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back into our days. In the midst of a maelstrom, may you take some time to care for yourself. May you move your body in a way that makes you feel good. And may you find meaning in everything you're doing and joy in the middle of it. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. Set a reminder on your phone to check in with yourself on a regular basis during this season. Maybe 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. Maybe you need a reminder to remind yourself to eat or take your vitamins. Maybe at 6, you need to remind yourself to start wrapping up your day soon. If you're in the middle of a work deadline, or maybe just remind yourself that you need to get up and move your body. It seems so small and trivial, but having compassion for yourself in this way is one of the kindest things you can do. When you know that you're able to care for yourself in the midst of a busy season, that's one of the most empowering and peace-inducing gifts you could give to yourself. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at Simplified. If you're loving this show, then I bet you might like my latest book called Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. Okay, last thing, I love bringing this show to you each week, and if you're loving it as much as I do, would you do me a quick favor? Would you hop over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider and rate the show and leave a review? This is a small thing that helps our show in big ways. It tells your podcast provider to put this show in the hands of more listeners who might enjoy some of these helpful tips and tricks. I really appreciate your help. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.